Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate that. And thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Do check out the link below. Do support Quantum Hypno because they're helping me keep this show on the roads. Right. Let's talk about Rishi Sunak, because as you know, there's been a lot in the news about the fact that no ifs or buts, he is going to deport these people who come here illegally and shouldn't be in our country. They break our laws, they come in, and it's only taken Rishi, a couple of years, or how long is he? I don't know, it seems like he's been in Downing Street forever, but it's not that, probably a year or so, whatever. Anyway, I wanted to play you this clip of Rishi speaking, because this is tough language. Listen to this, and then we can all have a good laugh.
Good morning. Last week, yet again, Labour peers in the House of Lords contrived to stop the Safety of Rwanda Bill. For almost 2 years, our opponents have used every trick in the book to block flights and keep the boats coming. But enough is enough. No more prevarication, no more delay. Parliament would sit there tonight and vote no matter how late it goes. No ifs, no buts. These flights are going to Rwanda.
Well, let me just stop you there, Rishi. No ifs or buts, but so what? So what, pal? He's saying that roughly at best, he expects that the flights will take off in 10 to 12 weeks' time, something like that. So a couple of months. So that should take us into what, midsummer, early summer? You know, mid-April. Well, it's mid-April now, isn't it? Late April. So late May into June. So Rishi reckons sometime around about mid-June, Maybe a flight may take off to Rwanda with some of these illegal migrants on it. So that's what he is basically saying. However, in other news, the United Nations have issued, or at least some of those who are deemed UN experts, have issued a stern warning to any airline or any aviation authority that would facilitate the UK's government's plans to remove asylum seekers to Rwanda. UN experts stress that any airline involved in these removals could be held accountable for their actions, potentially violating international human rights laws and court orders. This underscores the concerns over the safety and human rights of asylum seekers in Rwanda, urging airlines to refrain from participating in unlawful removals. Have you got that there? So Rishi is going to do it. No ifs or buts. But the UN saying at the same breath, yeah, but if you do it, any airline does it, then they leave themselves open to being taken to the Human Rights Court. So what do you think of that then? I mean, what I think about it is this. It's all a diversion and it's all theatre. I couldn't care less about Rwanda. It doesn't matter if he gets one or two flights over to Rwanda or not. I mean, the cost to the UK taxpayer is huge, but leaving that to one side, my problem with it is that it doesn't fix the problem at all. It doesn't even begin to fix the problem. The only way we fix the problem is that we put a curtain of steel in the English Channel and we literally deport every boat that tries to cross the channel is intercepted and sent back towards France, come what may. That's the only way you do it. You got to send a message that we have zero tolerance for these criminal migrants who are breaking our laws to come in by paying people, smugglers, to get them here. Zero tolerance is what is needed. That's not what the government's saying. Government's saying anything but that. I think I saw a stat that said this year to date, we've got about 5,000 or so of these channel migrants landed on Britain's shores. 5,000 so far. That's in the winter months. That goes up a lot in the summer months when the weather is better. How many flights would that be, do you think? Eh? What chance do you think is it that we're actually going to make any dent whatsoever in the huge number of these people that have broken our laws to come into our country? The answer is none. It's all theater. In fact, it's distraction. So we can all argue about Rwanda this, Rwanda that, and Rwanda the other, but it's got nothing to do with Rwanda. This whole Rwanda thing, I believe, was dreamed up as a media diversion tactic. It's worked pretty well in that sense, insofar as we have to talk about it, but it really doesn't begin to deal with the vast numbers of people in this country that need to be deported, and they need to be all deported. So we need mass deportation, and we need to stop every vessel crossing that channel that is illegal, everyone. So that's where we need to have all our resources deployed. I know it's a very busy shipping lane, but mind you, the migrants manage to get across it. Isn't that weird? And you see, ultimately, I think when Rishi says he's going to deport these people, it's just lip service. He has no intention of really going with this because he's a globalist. And his interests are fully aligned with the globalist Kalergi plan and this idea that if we just bring in enough of these people, they can replace us. That's really where Rishi Sunak is. That's really what this is all about. And that's what you will never hear so many commentators prepared to go to. But I'll go to it and say, yeah, every boat has to be turned around, mass deportations, or we lose our nation. Simple as that.